Welcome to Grim Pickens. I'm your host, Pete Phillips. Thanks for joining me. Today I'm going to read you a story from the Brothers Grimm, so that you and I can both take it in at the same time. Let's experience something together. Yay! One thing you should know before we go into today's story is the plant Campanula rapunculus, which is also known by its common name, Rampion bellflower, Rampion, Rover bellflower, or Rapunzel. Once upon a time, there lived a husband and wife who had been wishing for a child for many years, but it had all been in vain. Finally, the woman became pregnant. Now, in the back of their house, the couple had a small window that overlooked a fairy's garden, filled with all kinds of flowers and herbs, but nobody ever dared enter it. One day, however, when the wife was standing at the window and looking down at the garden, she noticed a bed of wonderful Rapunzel. She had a great craving to eat some of the lettuce, and yet she knew that she couldn't get any. So she began to waste away and looked wretched. Her husband eventually became horrified and asked her what was ailing her. "If I don't get any of that Rapunzel from the garden behind our house, I shall have to die." Her husband loved her very much and thought, "No matter what it costs, you're going to get her some Rapunzel." So one evening, he quickly climbed over the high wall into the garden, grabbed a handful of Rapunzel, and brought the lettuce back to his wife. Then she immediately made a salad and ate it with great zest. However, the Rapunzel tasted so good to her, so very good, that her craving for it became 3 times greater by the next day. Her husband knew that if she was ever to be satisfied, he had to climb into the garden once more. And so he went over the wall, into the garden, but was extremely terrified when he stood face to face with the fairy, who angrily berated him for daring to come into the garden and stealing her Rapunzel. He excused himself as best he could by explaining that his wife was pregnant and that it had become too dangerous to deny her the Rapunzel.
"All right," the fairy finally spoke, "I shall permit you to take as much Rapunzel as you'd like, but only if you give me the child that your wife is carrying."
In his fear, the man agreed to everything, and when his wife gave birth, the fairy appeared at once, named the baby girl Rapunzel, and took her away. Rapunzel grew to be the most beautiful child under the sun, but when she turned 12, the fairy locked her in a very high tower that had neither doors nor stairs, only a little window high above. Whenever the fairy wanted to enter the tower, she would stand below and call out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Rapunzel had radiant hair, as fine as spun gold. Each time she heard the fairy's voice, she unpinned her braids and wound them around a hook on the window. Then she let her hair drop 20 yards, and the fairy would climb up on it. One day, a young prince went riding through the forest and came upon the tower. He looked up and saw beautiful Rapunzel at the window. When he heard her singing with such a sweet voice, he fell completely in love with her. However, since there were no doors in the tower and no ladder could ever reach her high window, he fell into despair. Nevertheless, he went into the forest every day until one day he saw a fairy who called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." As a result, he knew what kind of ladder he needed to climb up into the tower. He took careful note of the words he had to say, and the next day, at dusk, he went to the tower and called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." So she let her hair drop, and when her braids were at the bottom of the tower, he tied them around him, and she pulled him up. At first, Rapunzel was terribly afraid, but soon the young prince pleased her so much that she agreed to see him every day and pull him up into the tower. Thus, for a while, they had a merry time and enjoyed each other's company. The fairy didn't become aware of this until, one day, Rapunzel had been talking and said to her, "Tell me, Mother Gothel, why are my clothes becoming too tight? They don't fit me anymore."
"Oh, you godless child," the fairy replied. "What's this I hear?"
And she immediately realized that she had been betrayed and became furious. Then she grabbed Rapunzel's beautiful hair, wrapped it around her left hand a few times, and picked up a pair of scissors with her right hand, and, snip, snip, the hair was cut off. Afterward, the fairy banished Rapunzel to a desolate land where she had to live in great misery. In the course of time, she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. That's why her clothes were getting tight, and apparently that's what a merry time means. On the same day that the fairy banished Rapunzel, she fastened the braids that she had cut off to the hook on the window, and that evening, when the prince came and called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," she let the braids down. But when the prince climbed up into the tower, he was astonished to find the fairy instead of Rapunzel.
"Do you know what, you villain?" the angry fairy said. "Rapunzel is lost to you forever."
In his despair, the prince threw himself from the tower. He escaped with his life, but he lost both eyes. Sadly, he wandered around the forest, eating nothing but grass and roots, and did nothing but weep. Some years later, he made his way to the desolate land where Rapunzel was leading a wretched existence with her children. When he heard her voice, it sounded familiar at first, and then he immediately recognized it. She recognized him, too, and embraced him. Two of her tears fell upon his eyes. Then his eyes became clear again, and he could see as usual. Rapunzel's a bit of a classic, but I have to admit, I'd never read it before. It's all kind of shady, but it does do this interesting thing that I like from the Brothers Grimm. You start with one character, and then you move to another, and then you move to another that isn't related to the first one, and then you move even further away at times. We start with this husband and wife, the biological parents of Rapunzel, but we don't go back to them at all. And they're stuck in a catch-22 because in order to satisfy his pregnant wife, they have to give up the baby. And so I don't know if the wife would have been into that deal. But as we've seen from stories here, women don't really get a fair shake. Today we heard from the Jack Zipes translations. And in this one, he doesn't call Rapunzel's captor a witch. Instead, she's a fairy. And I think this is a pretty interesting read on the whole situation, because we don't tend to think of fairies as vindictive or villainous, or having the voice that I gave to the fairy in the story. Fairies are light and magical and benevolent, but in this story it's not the case. I think the insight that it offers is that not all fairies are like we think, and in a way, not all witches are also like we might think. Some people liken the loss of sight with the loss of a future, the loss of knowing where you're going. We all rely on our senses for various things, and when we don't have one, it does kind of make us a little lost in the world. And that's why we feel so bad for the prince walking around, not being able to see. The phrase is, he lost both eyes, which sent to me the image that he actually lost both eyes, but it seems that he didn't lose his eyes, he lost his sight. And in the end, what are we to make of this family now? There's a prince, there's Rapunzel, there's two kids, but they do still live in this desolate land where Rapunzel was leading a wretched existence. Hopefully, he can turn things around, because I guess he still is technically a prince. Maybe he can take everybody back to a castle and end up becoming king one day. Maybe there's hope for us after all. Grim Pickens is hosted and produced by me, Pete Phillips. We have some musical flourishes by Gregor Quendel via Pixabay, and for now, a theme song made by AI. Grim Pickens is part of the Y'all Heard podcast family. You can rate and subscribe in your podcast player of choice to get more bite-sized stories by the Brothers Grimm.